With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. In his visit to Bozeman today, Vice President Mike Pence criticized Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester for announcing his opposition to Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh before an FBI investigation into the judge is completed. Pence said that Tester is voting against Kavanaugh because Kavanaugh's a conservative. In this clip from ABC Fox Montana's Facebook Live feed, he urged the crowd to vote for Republican Senate candidate Matt Rosendale to help the GOP expand its one-vote Senate majority.
Even before these latest allegations are fully investigated, Senator John Tester already announced that he's voting no on Judge Kavanaugh, just like he voted no on Justice Gorsuch.
Last Friday, Tester said he would vote against Kavanaugh's confirmation because of the allegations of sexual assault against the judge and because of Kavanaugh's record on domestic surveillance programs and money in politics. Today's rally was Pence's second campaign trip to Montana in support of Rosendale. A U.S. Senate committee today approved a trio of bills supporters say will fund conservation projects and streamline dispute resolution on public lands. Edward O'Brien reports.
The Land and Water Conservation Fund garnered bipartisan support Tuesday on Capitol Hill. Five Republicans, including Montana Senator Steve Daines, joined all 11 Democrats on the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee to advance the measure to the Senate floor.
There's over 1.5 million acres of federal land in Montana the public can't get to. LWCF is a tool that we can use to give Montana families access to their public lands.
LWCF uses government revenue from offshore oil and gas leases to buy conservation easements and expand public lands as well as access to those lands. The program, which also has the support of Congressman Greg Gianforte and Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester, lapsed Monday. A separate measure sponsored by Tester to prevent mining north of Yellowstone National Park cleared that same committee Tuesday. The Yellowstone Gateway Protection Act passed on a unanimous vote. Tester has said in previous hearings that
if we screw up that park with a large-scale mine, we are not doing justice to the earth or the people that live on it.
A U.S. House committee passed Gianforte's companion Yellowstone Gateway Protection Act bill last week. The committee Tuesday, meanwhile, also advanced a bill that Daines says will reduce, quote, fringe timber litigation. Daines' Protect Collaboration for Healthier Forests Act would create a five-year pilot program in Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming. It would allow the Forest Service to resolve disputes over collaborative projects using an arbitrator instead of the court system. Daines says the bill is fair to all sides. Michigan Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow disagrees, saying it
would essentially close the courtroom door to any American that wants to challenge the legality of government management decisions on public lands.
The measure passed out of committee on a 13-10 vote. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Montana's Crow Indian Tribe says it's reviewing a U.S. audit saying it misused $4.8 million intended for water system improvements and can't fully account for an additional $7.8 million paid to subcontractors and vendors. The government findings released Tuesday mark the third time in recent years that the tribe has come under scrutiny for its handling of federal money. A spokesman says Crow Chairman A.J. Not Afraid Jr. is reviewing the audit. The Interior Department's Inspector General also found that U.S. officials did not properly oversee the money. It was awarded to the tribe under a $460 million settlement of historical water rights claims. Investigators have previously faulted Crow officials for failing to account for $14.5 million in transportation grants and diverting $2 million from a transit grant to the tribal budget. Montana voters are being asked to continue a property tax that raises nearly $20 million a year to help support the state's public colleges. At a recent Bozeman forum, a proponent called the levy a proud tradition that voters have approved every decade since 1948. An opponent argued that ending the levy wouldn't hurt the university system, but require it to be more efficient. The average annual cost of the levy is $24 a year for a $200,000 home. An early season snowstorm is forcing the closure of several roads on the border of Glacier National Park and the Blackfeet Indian Reservation. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning until Wednesday at noon from Logan and Marias Pass east to Browning and Hart Butte. Butte Central Catholic Schools canceled classes due to a second threatening email. Authorities say the school secretary received both yesterday, one threatening a shooting, another from a different address was a bomb threat.
With Montana News, I'm Shaylee Reger. U.S. Senator John Tester held a conference call today to speak with a group of young people about issues like college affordability, the opioid epidemic, and net neutrality. Tester created a group called the Montennial Advisory Council in July, including students, business owners, and a state legislator. The council members asked Tester questions and gave him input and ideas during the 30-minute call. Grace Johnson, an MSU student, told the senator that her sister was prescribed 40 hydrocodone after getting her wisdom teeth removed, which she thought was excessive.
What can we do at a state level to regulate the distribution of those?
Tester said regulating opioids could be a good idea and that doctors should be reevaluating patients' pain periodically rather than prescribing large amounts of pain pills at one time.
They shouldn't be doing that.
Tester is running for a third term and is campaigning against State Auditor Matt Rosendale. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio.